Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
These days, the hustle's nonstop. When you need to unwind, reach for a Coors Light. It's the only beer that's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. So kick back with Coors Light. It's mountain cold refreshment made to chill. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. If you want to listen live, all you have to do is download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Also, if you want to catch this show on video, be sure to check out Zumo TV, channel 719. That's where you can find Sports Grid's Fantasy Sports Network. Enjoy the show, and thanks so much for listening.
You're listening to the Sports Grid Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught you all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, here we go. It is time to make it rain on this Friday, November the 8th, 2019. Welcome in. I'm Joe Ranieri. He is Dane Martinez. Week 10 of the NFL season. It is underway. Week 11 of the college football season also underway, and we are anticipating coming up over the next 48 to 72 hours. A whole lot of things are going to be different in both of those leagues there, both the NFL and in college football, by the time we see you again on Monday. And already it's starting to look a little different after a game last night between the AFC West rivals there, the Chargers traveling all the way up the coast there. A couple of hours to Oakland, going to the Bay Area to take on Derek Carr, Gruden, Jacobs and company. First time Oakland's been home in like 3 years. But what were they going to do? Were they going to show up? Were they going to continue rolling like they did last week there against the Green Bay Packers? What were the Chargers going to do? And could Oakland rebound? Can they go ahead and take that next step in this progress here with Gruden and Mayock without falling on their face, which is what the Raiders have done over the last, oh, I don't know, 20 years or so, if you go down. The answer is gifts. Yes, that's correct, gifts. Gifts in the form of apparently Philip Rivers felt bad for the Raiders somewhere along the line and thought it would be great if he threw, I don't know, three interceptions to him last night. In fact, started the game off with two gifts. Throws a interception on the first series they get the ball, and then promptly throws a pick six on the second series he gets the ball. So congratulations to the Oakland Raiders. They were gifted 10 points by Philip Rivers simply because, oh, I don't know, he felt like being a good guy. Or he could be a 37-year-old quarterback and look every bit of 37 years old last night as he was going up against a secondary that gives up the most yardage of any secondary in the NFL. They get toasted all the time, and yet he couldn't get the ball over 10 yards to just about anybody. Something don't look right in Philip Rivers' land to me last night, and it was evident. Ultimately, the Chargers defense did everything they could, but Derek Carr and the Raiders, give them credit. They made enough plays when they needed to make a play in order to win 26-24, Dane, but call me crazy. Father Time, man, he looks like he just beat the crap out of Philip Rivers last night.
Yeah, good morning, Joe. Good morning, degenerates on Make It Rain. Let's cock-a-doodle do it. You know, I mean, I don't know which side to talk about first. You know what I mean, Joe? But for Philip Rivers, yeah, you know, I was on In-Game Live with Gabe, and Gabe's on this narrative also that it's actually Philip Rivers holding the Chargers back. That sometimes we talk about, oh, the kicking game and, oh, injury woes for the Chargers. But, you know, what is Philip Rivers, I think, is a valid question. Look at now that draft class, right? Big Ben gone, talking about did he have any left in the tank. Eli Manning has been surpassed by the rookie, but the Chargers, they didn't draft the kid. You know, they don't bring in someone just yet, and it did look like that. He's always had a weird kind of throwing motion, but he couldn't get it downfield. The one big play they had was a ball to Mike Williams, but that's all Mike Williams, all right? He's like literally just chucking it up, and Mike Williams is a damn good big wide receiver, and he went up and got it, you know? And here's the thing. They have a good defense. They have tons of skill position weapons, Joe, you know, so maybe you do have to start thinking like, I don't know if Philip Rivers is the value add. He's 37 years old, and maybe he is seeing his mortality. It happens real quick sometimes, right, Joe? Yeah. We saw Peyton Manning fall off a cliff at the end of his career. So it can happen very, very quickly.
It was very noticeable, guys. I mean, it was the interceptions, the first two interceptions of the game, they weren't even close. I mean, he was sailing the ball all over the place. Now, he was under duress a little bit. And by the way, congratulations, Raiders defense. First time since 2011 they've managed to have 5 sacks and 3 interceptions in a game. So it's the defense did what they needed to do. They took advantage of it. But, man, oh, man, it really did. I'm sitting there watching him going, he can't get the ball downfield. Like balls that if he would have led guys like Mike Williams, you had Keenan Allen open a million times.
Hunter Henry was open in the middle of the field a few times.
Couldn't get him to him. Absolutely could not get him to him. And the ones that he did throw downfield, they were either not on target, they were late, or he was throwing jump balls. And Philip Rivers is, I don't know, and again, maybe we'll hear different. It didn't look like he had any zip on the ball. I don't know if he's hurt, though.
Like he has that weird shot put kind of motion. It's always looked funky.
Very weird.
But it is. And here's the way I'd put it. Would the Chargers have won that game last night if Andy Dalton was their quarterback?
Oh, you got it. It's a fair question, too. It's a fair question.
You know?
Yes.
Because we started talking about things like Cam Newton and Marcus Mariota. There's going to be a quarterback merry-go-round this offseason, right? Mm-hmm. And it's going to be option A is to do it in the draft. The Chargers' record is going to be too good, right? Like, they're not going to be drafting in the top 5. You know what I mean? So, and they don't want to make trades because you know how they do with holdouts and stuff. Remember what Joey Bosa did with them, right? So the route is really to take one of these guys, right? Like a Marcus Mariota or something like that. I wonder if that mortality will happen. And we've been talking about this age of quarterback and what the game will be like after this page turns. And, I mean, we gotta look at Philip Rivers. You know, the Chargers never went and drafted that young quarterback like a Daniel Jones or a Mason Rudolph or a Will Greer or whoever it is. And I wonder what they think their window is.
Well, I can tell you this. We've seen it now with the Giants. We've seen it now in all likelihood with Big Ben. The Chargers are going to look a lot like those organizations moving forward because they've got to deal with what has been a franchise quarterback in the face of a team for, it seems like, forever now. People would be hard-pressed to remember that Drew Brees actually played for the San Diego Chargers. People wouldn't even remember a quarterback prior. He has been the face of that organization, but I hate to admit it. If last night is any indication of that cliff and him pulling up to it like we watched with Peyton Manning, and you're right, It's not going to get better from here, Dane. It's going to get worse. And it's going to get worse because their next game is against Kansas City, who will have Patrick Mahomes back. It's going to be tough times. Good news, though, for San Diego, for the Chargers. Derwin James will be back week 13.
Yeah.
That is good news. But we'll talk about the Raiders and what it means for them to have that victory. We'll do that coming up. Make it rain. The Grid, Sports Grid.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRoto.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRoto.com, where millionaires are made.
Hi, this is Bowen Yang here, and if you're as excited as I am about the upcoming fourth season of Search Party on HBO Max, then you'll want to tune in to Search Party, the podcast. I'm sitting down with the creators and stars of the dark comedy to delve deeper into the disturbing world inhabited by Dory, Drew, Elliot, and Portia. And to help us discuss Search Party's most prominent themes, we're inviting a very special celebrity fan to join each chat, folks like Paul Scheer, Vanessa Bayer, Busy Phillips, Taryn Killam, and Carrie Brownstein, among many others. I couldn't be more excited to talk with these folks about one of my favorite shows on TV. So join us as we review classic moments, share behind-the-scenes anecdotes, and analyze the complex characters and unpredictable plot lines that make the series oh so much fun. Search Party Season 4 comes to HBO Max on January 14th. Meanwhile, be sure to subscribe to Search Party, the podcast, which premieres December 14th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up? I'm Laura Carenti.
And I'm Alexa Kristen. We're the co-hosts of Adlandia, the advertising industry's most thought-provoking podcast.
We are here with Lisa Bradner, GM of Analytics, and Teddy Jaudi, Head of Product from Yieldmo.
So we're here to talk with Lisa and Teddy about making attention actionable. Let's start from the top. What is Yieldmo?
Yieldmo is a next-generation marketplace powered by attention analytics, superior formats, and real-time data. We were really trying to say, how do we connect this ecosystem and make everything flow? I like to step back and say, all right, great, we've built the infrastructure, but let's talk about what we're putting through those pipes.
That's what we try to do at Yieldmo. Is we try to, you know, there's great technology out there. You can buy ads and serve them anywhere, but what is actually making an impact? And we focus on trying to allow marketers to see that.
Always have to be listening for that surprise signal that signals an opportunity you may not be thinking about. And our agile data structure allows our brands to work with us to do just that.
Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Adlandia Podcasts and listen to Adlandia on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so we got back at it here tonight. More college football on the way. The AAC, the American Athletic Conference, will feature a bit of a mismatch, at least on paper, but might one team be getting overvalued there? Maybe it's too many points as UCF, Central Florida, taking on Tulsa here tonight. And then the nightcap, a team of a very interesting matchup, too, for Pac-12 after dark Friday night as Washington travels to the Beavers. Oregon State, OSU, another OSU tonight. Very interesting matchup in both of those. We'll talk about those coming up here a little bit later in the hour. But last night, the Chargers. Congratulations to Phillip Rivers. He gift-wrapped a win to the Raiders. Congratulations to the Raiders, who now find themselves at 5-4. And an interesting note here about what this means for the Raiders. And this was a huge win for the Raiders. We told you Derwin James is on his way back week 13, which will help the Chargers. If they're going to do anything, they've got to obviously in 10, 11 days, take down their matchup against the Kansas City Chiefs. Looks like they can use that little extra time, but the Raiders moved to 5-4. And they are now alone in second place in the AFC West. And we'll look at the numbers, Dane, but if you don't think the Raiders are alive for an AFC wildcard spot, you are out of your mind, people, because they are very much in this, especially sure, given the fact that six out of their last seven games, including the next two, who are against Cincinnati Bengals and the New York Jets.
Sure are.
And then after that, they've only got one team on the schedule with a winning record. Six of their final seven games are against losing teams, teams under 500. And, you know, at this time, guys, we got to start looking at the Raiders and realize that they have how they're winning is more impressive than anything else. They are doing it not because they've got studs on both sides of the ball. They're not going to. It's not superstar football. It's hard nose. Take advantage of opportunities. It's they're doing all the little things they need to do in order to win football games and take advantage of other people, make fewer mistakes. Don't turn the ball over. Rush for 100 yards. Control the clock. Do those types of things. And the defense stepped up last night big time. And they're getting some edge rushers. They're getting a little healthier, a little better in the secondary. This team is absolutely in the hunt for a wild card spot in the AFC. And I think it's high time we stop pretending the Raiders aren't for real, Dane, because they are for real.
Yeah, I think you're right, Joe. And I think that, you know, I'll eat crow. I'll be the first to say that I thought the Raiders were going to be a dumpster fire and almost a joke. But you're right. They are 5-4. Their next two games are against the Bengals and the Jets off the mini bye that they have, right? They stay at home for the mini bye now a week and a half later to host the Cincinnati Bengals, then the Jets, okay? I don't think it's presumptuous to think they can win those two games and stand at 7-4. And then if that happens with five games left, you're right. At Kansas City, week 13 is their only game against a 500 team or better. Now, don't get me wrong. They do have Tennessee and Jacksonville, who I would consider still, you know, like decent teams, even though they're technically 4-5 right now. But when you see Denver as week 17, and you got to think Drew Locke is going to be their quarterback by then or whatever, they are live. When you look at the other second place teams in the AFC, right? You got Buffalo, who we've been talking about. But then what you're doing is you're looking at, in essence, Oakland, who hopped the Chargers as the second place team and the other team in the West to consider until further notice, right? So you're looking at the Raiders vis-a-vis the Pittsburgh Steelers, who have a backup young quarterback playing, and vis-a-vis the Indianapolis Colts, who we don't know about their starting quarterback either. Oakland is absolutely live. The schedule opens up for them. And you're right, Joe. They're like bringing their lunch pail to work. And it's the image that Gruden and Mayock want, right? And they've built for this. And I'm going to tell you, Joe, also, they've already won. Because going into this season, what you and I all said was all they really need is enough buzz, enough energy, and excitement so that when they move to Vegas in 9 months, people want to come out and see them. And to be quite honest, I think they've already crossed that threshold, right? With a little bit of excitement, the kid Jacobs running the ball, and the development of this team.
Yep. Cleveland Farrell, too, the guy that they took out of Clemson, and everyone was like, oh, my word. What? Yeah, 2.5 sacks in that game last night. He showed up on a big stage, on a national stage, when he needed to. You mentioned Josh Jacobs that everyone took, you know, oh, another Alabama running back in the first round. What the hell? Well, it's quite obvious, guys, that they know what they're doing. They have a plan, and they're executing. And we all made fun of the Richie Incognito signing, right? Oh, what the hell are you doing? But I thought the explanation from Mayock and from Gruden were absolutely spot on with him. We can't have a team filled with just good guys. We need that, you know, we need that pit bull somewhere in there. And Richie Incognito last night was opening up holes, guys. He's been doing it all season, man. If you want to know why Richie Incognito's on a football team, why he's on the Raiders, watch the tape. Watch the holes and watch how he was just destroying people on the second level last night on the Chargers, creating opportunities for Jacobs to run through. The way they've put it together, and Derek Carr, listen, wasn't flashy, 219, 220 yards, but you know what? Didn't turn the damn ball over. No turnovers. Yep. And if you can keep playing like that and you can start building confidence, yeah, I'm impressed to say the least. Doing the most with the least, maybe, is what we are seeing here with the Raiders, who are filled with half this team is what, 24 years old? 25, all their starters? They're all young.
Yeah, Joe. And let's not forget, they had three first-round picks. Cleveland Farrell, who you talk about and is doing its thing. Josh Jacobs, who, you know, is like fourth in the NFL in rushing. And then don't forget about the safety. The kid Abram, who was looking like, if you saw Hard Knocks or preseason games, looked like he was going to be an impact player on defense. And he's on IR. Oh, let's not forget, like Lorenzo Neal said, you know who, right? Their number one wide receiver, at least on their depth chart in training camp, is also not there. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I believe, Joe, don't the Raiders once again this year have a ton of draft capital? Right?
Yes, they do.
You know what I mean? Because these deals, the Amari Cooper, the Khalil Mack deals, they set themselves up, and John Gruden had a 10-year contract, and he knew, similar to how in San Francisco, Shanahan and Lynch got a 5-year contract together, they knew they had time.
Yep.
Gruden knows he has time. And with them moving to Vegas, they're on the upswing.
Yep. They have a it's going to be very interesting the next year or so there. And they're right now, all of the question marks and the hatred that the Raider fan base had for Gruden getting rid of Mack and getting all. Yeah, guys, that's you ain't going to find a Raider fan going to say anything bad about what John Gruden has done now, because it's starting to pay off. And I think everyone else is starting to see the vision for them, and kudos. And I love the fact, too, that they were willing to take a shot with a head case like AB. They were willing to say, hey, let's see if it works out. It didn't. And but maybe the most important thing to come out of that was they were willing to walk away. You know how many teams, Dane, that would not ownership would have been like, nope, we need him. We go, you know, ownership. Don't forget, they created that mess with AB over there, making him feel. But he also pushed it to the point where even the Roonies were like, nope, we can't do it. And then the Raiders, you're like, well, the Raiders, they'll give him whatever he wants. Nope, they kicked his ass out. Now where is he? Oh, yeah, he's on Twitter yesterday again, guys. AB on Twitter, only this time blasting the NFL and saying once again, yeah, no, this NFL, you need to clear my name. You need to hurry up and clean my name. And now he's trying to say, I guess, that he'll never play in this league that treats black people the worst. Clear my name. Go. Looks like somebody was hitting the Hennessy a little bit there and started to hit the send button, man. Not good for Antonio Brown's future.
Yeah. But going back to the actual point, the Raiders, right? Because forget AB. You're right. It's the hardest thing to admit a mistake, you know? And look, I submit Jacksonville, Blake Bortles, Chicago, Mitchell Trubisky. When will they admit the mistake? The Raiders did so, and they're better for it.
The best part is somebody must have called him after he posted that, because a couple hours later, he apologized saying, I'll do anything to get back into the NFL ASAP.
Which one is it, bro? It sounds very presidential.
I can't.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRotor.com DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRotor.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRotor.com, where millionaires are made.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering five of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/best bets.
These days, it feels like we're on 24/7. Between work, friends, family, and a million things piling up left and right, the nonstop hustle has taken over. And it's kind of a lot. Sure, rise and grind is all fine and dandy, but sometimes you just need a moment to turn off and hit reset. That's when you reach for a Coors Light. It's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as refreshing and crisp as the Colorado Rockies, perfect for a moment to unwind. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. So when you want to hit reset, reach for Coors Light, the only beer that is mountain cold refreshment, made to chill. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light in their new look, delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.
So I want to invite you guys to follow us on YouTube, subscribe to our channel. Also, make sure you subscribe to us on Instagram, Sports Grid TV. Never miss a show, never miss a clip. The highlights all week long. Great stuff. On YouTube and Instagram at Sports Grid TV. And time to put your money where your mouth is, guys, especially tonight here. Think about this. You've got over 35 college basketball games. You got another 9 NBA games. You got a slate of NHL games. Oh, yeah, 2 college football games. Now would be the time for you to take a shot. Open up a sports wagering account with FanDuel. It's Jersey's largest sports book. You can head over to FanDuel.com/grid, and you can receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet, $500, opening a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. You've got point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, in-game wagering. Whether it's college or pro sports, guys, you are in control. Head over to FanDuel.com/grid, open your new account, and claim that free wager of up to $500 today. And keep in mind, if you have a gambling problem, you can call 1-800-GAMBLER, 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. Check out the website for details. And want to welcome you in on this Friday here to Make It Rain. I'm Joe Ranieri. He is Dane Martinez. And we are interested, to say the least, on some of these matchups that are coming up over the weekend. Buffalo-Cleveland, it comes to mind as one of these games, Dane. I think that a lot of eyes are going to be on. I love the way the New York media, of course, has labeled it Dumpster Fire 19, I think. You got Dumpster Bowl going on there between the Giants and the Jets. I think Kansas City-Tennessee is intriguing as well. Pittsburgh and the Rams, there's some really great matchups, and we'll cover all of them. We'll go over our favorites. Break them down for you coming up next hour. But we did tell you, of course, the AB drama continued yesterday as he, you know, he took the Twitter. We hadn't heard from him in a while, which was interesting. Right. He had kind of been low, kind of doing exactly what you need to be doing. Let the process work. You know, don't give anybody a reason to talk about AB. Well, that lasted. So he shows up yesterday on Twitter, just ripping the NFL, accusing him of treating black people the worst and sweat and blood, a lot of F's this, a lot of F that. That was early in the day. Then somebody a couple hours later must have reached out to Antonio Brown and told him, dude, are you out of your friggin' mind? Because he did a 180 just a few hours later and wrote, quote, I'm very frustrated right now with the false allegations and slander to my name. I love football and I miss it. I just want to play and I'm very emotional about that. I'm determined to make my way back to the NFL ASAP.
Oh,
it's
really?
Like, dude, I mean, see, that's exactly the problem, AB. When you weren't heard from, it was the best that you were in a great light there. You're right. They were going to do the thing. They were going to meet with the woman. It was, you would have been back soon. Now, here you go again. What are you doing, dude?
I know.
What are you doing? 180. So,
here's the thing, right? And we can have our fun with it. I'm gonna throw out something different that I heard from, I think it was Gabe yesterday. Now, at some point, remember, and I've said this before, Joe, I said maybe we're going to realize down the road that there was something really wrong here, right? And the tact is really we should have, like, wrapped our arms around them and talked a little about them more, a little bit like we talk about Josh Gordon, you know, in a different light. Now, I'm not saying this is reasons or true, okay? And I know you're already rolling your eyes, Joe. But what I heard is that, you know, AB has no father figure and all that stuff. And then there was apparently this, like, pastor or mentor of his from college, okay, or his neighborhood that was really like his father figure, really this guy who was able to, you know, in essence, put boundaries with him and be his guy. And then apparently that guy passed away right at the same time that this drama started going down. And maybe he's got no one in his ear. You know, maybe he doesn't have good people around him. You know, you say someone got to him and then he changed his tweet. And I'm not saying, you know, he's still an adult, right? He should be able to. But if he's an adult with brain damage, maybe he does need a support system. And I don't know that that's the case, but I do even want to preserve that piece because there may be something to it. And if that were the case, then, you know, I don't know that we should be making as much like fun of it or light of it. But I agree with you on its face. This looks absolutely ridiculous and like very stupid PR moves and like just shut the hell up. I agree with you. I just wonder if there's really something wrong with the man.
Well, and listen, it's a fair point. There very well could be something, you know, mentally going on there in that coconut of his that is just, it's not good. It's an absolute fair point because rational people don't do this. Act like this. But, you know, he has been anything but rational for years now. This is exactly what we got yesterday is vintage AB. It's not a one-time situation. Which, again, goes to the point of, well, maybe there is something seriously going on here. You know, if that's the case, then listen.
About that crazy concussion he got, right around that same time. I don't know.
If that's the case, football doesn't matter then at this point. There's a bigger concern for a 31-year-old guy who's got the rest of his life to figure out. And, you know, we don't want it to be, you know, tragic. We've seen the Junior Seau story a million times. Like, we don't want it to end tragically. And you know, as much as he was a great football player, he might still be a great football player for a team. But it's going to be very hard, I think, the more that goes on, for somebody to take a shot on Antonio Brown at 31 years old.
There's a non-zero chance that there's something much more serious happening. That's all I'm saying.
I agree with you. I agree with you. But as long as he's got talent, you and I both know if a team outweighs and feels his talent is worth the risk, he's going to be playing football again. I can promise you that. And it's going to, again, it will probably, and I'd be willing to bet, it ain't going to end pretty. And so I do think there'll be one more shot for him in the next 12 months. And then if he doesn't catch
on,
I think it's
AB or Dez Bryant.
Dez Bryant, I think, is a guy that has benefited from being away from the game for a little while because I think he realized. And I think even a part of Antonio Brown, I think the frustration level for him, and I agree with, I think he's not lying. I think his frustration level of watching, because don't forget, his attitude was the game needs me more than I need the game. Remember that?
The game moved on just fine.
And when the game moved on, and that's, listen, guys, you sometimes, because you get so much smoke blown up your ass, that you become invincible and you think you are this, you know, deity, and you're not. And when you come back to reality and you eat that humble pie, which I think Dez has, and Dez realized also that, you know, he's got self-awareness now, Dez Bryant, which he almost never had. He realizes he's not a number one. He's a guy that can help a team. An NFL team will take a shot on Dez Bryant. If he can, in fact, play the way he says he still can, then yes, they will take a shot for him. Antonio Brown, I have no doubt that he just realized, part of him realized over the last 8 weeks that, holy crap, I'm really not that important and teams don't need me. And I think he got, so it doesn't surprise me that it burst and bubbled over yesterday. I do think he's absolutely correct. His frustration level, Dane, has got to be through for a roof. This guy was a topic of conversation, came to believe. Everything was about Antonio Brown over the last year, from his departure to Pittsburgh to Trey. Everything has been about him. And now all of a sudden, Dave, nobody's asking Antonio Brown what he thinks anymore. And he realizes, I think, just how alone he is and how the game doesn't need you, Antonio Brown. It never did.
What happens when the spotlight goes away, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's tough to deal with, especially if the man's got brain damage, okay?
So, even worse. I'm shocked it took this long. To be honest, I'm shocked it took to week 10. I
for
really
him to
am.
Pop back off, right?
Yep. Yeah,
and
I'm
get back
shocked.
Out there in the media, get back out there in the narrative. And here's the other point you said as it related to Dez. And we said it yesterday too, Joe, right? One of the things you led with in the story about Dez was, and he says that he understands he's not trying to be the man. He's just trying to be a contributing factor. That's the, you know, that's the coach speak. That's the humble pie talk that teams need to hear to feel comfortable about bringing you and what used to be your personality into the locker room. Right. Yep. And so It's just going to be a longer time, and I would have more skepticism that Antonio Brown would ever present like that. Like, Dez is showing you he's eaten and digested the humble pie, right? Yes. We need proof points that Antonio Brown has done the same thing, unless I think it's going to be a bigger risk, and I don't know what team is going to do it despite his all-world talent.
Yeah, I'm thinking too, and I could be crazy here, but I do think that prior to yesterday's blow-up, the first text, people have probably had conversations with a team or two. He's probably been in talks, and I think the reason he's been quiet is because there might have been a deal imminent, and that he might have been, you know, shut up, we're working with a couple of teams, and then I think there might have been some negative news that came his way as far as, you know what, we're going to go in a different direction, and then that was it. That's what boiled over, and he's like, well, screw this place, screw the NFL, screw everyone, treat me, okay. All right, let me know how that works.
You can't be that reactionary. You just can't.
That's been him. That's him.
That's fine, but then, and he is now out of the league. So he will have to change in order to get back into the league.
I think there's a couple of guys, too. I think it's funny. Talent will only take you so far. And I think there's actually a few guys that the next 12 months are crucial to what their career trajectory will be, or they could very well be out of the league. I think Baker Mayfield is one of these guys that over the next 12 months, once his rookie deal runs out and they don't have to pay him billions of dollars, the minute that comes up, he's got about another year or so, I think, to redo his ways. Because you can make all excuses you want for guys. It's that trajectory for quarterbacks, Dane, is what happens. But by the time year three comes, you are what you are. And Baker Mayfield is his biggest enemy. Biggest enemy.
Yeah, but we'll see what happens when he has a new coach next year, who's maybe a grown-up.
You still got to want it. You still got to. That's the problem. You still got to want it.
Culture can change a lot.
I don't know if he wants it or not. Sam Darnold's another guy. Got one more year, dude.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRotor.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRotor.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRotor.com, where millionaires are made.
It's no secret that our current healthcare system is broken. We're often taught to avoid the doctor unless we're already sick. This is where Forward comes in. Forward doctors deliver personalized insights to put you on the path to better health. And they're based right here in the San Francisco Bay Area. Forward doctors actually spend time listening and getting to know you. Using real-time blood results and genetic analysis, they build a preventative plan with you to mitigate any health risk. And the best part? Forward doctors make it easy by guiding you through small changes to your lifestyle today to achieve long-term results. With the latest technology and tools, Forward's high-caliber team of doctors deliver cutting-edge preventative care. Whether it's finding the root cause of a new problem, managing a condition, or building a plan to achieve your wellness goals, at Forward, your healthiest self is just around the corner. Better yet, Forward doctors help you find exactly what your genes say about your health. It's time to listen to what your body is telling you. Go to GoForward.com today to get the insights you need to put you on the path to better health. That's GoForward.com.
I want people to think about the healthcare workers. You know, we can say, I'll take the risk. I'll get on a plane and go see my family for Thanksgiving because that's important to me. I'll take the risk. If I get sick, it'll be fine. The problem with that is that you don't have a choice if you're going to get sick or not. And maybe you won't get sick, but you don't have a choice as to who you'll infect. And we don't have a choice if they'll die or they'll live.
That's Fiona Tulip, a grieving daughter who lost her mother to COVID-19. Fiona wants to make sure her mother, a Latina frontline worker from Texas, is more than just a number scrolling on the newsfeed.
We've got to think about the people who are working and risking their lives to save our lives. And we have to remember that we don't have a choice into how this virus acts. We can't choose whether it infects us or infects someone else, and we can't choose if we stay alive or if we die.
I'm Justin Beck, founder and CEO of Contact World. Listen to Contact World, the podcast, on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So speaking of a 180 turn there, AB did yesterday on social media. I hate you, F you, I'll never play for you. Oh, I'm sorry. I can't wait to get back to you. I need you. Like, my word. Turns out the NBA took a page from AB's clock there and thought it would be also great. Hey, listen, if AB can do a 180, we can certainly do a 180. As we told you yesterday, the whole Kawhi Leonard load management topic of conversation was made even more interesting from the fact that the NBA had released this statement basically telling you that the Clippers have a doctor's note and that the rules that they had put in place that would help avoid doing exactly what Kawhi Leonard and the Lakers were doing, this whole load management, not playing in a back-to-back. You know, Adam Silver and company, they passed rules prohibiting that for the fans, for the purpose of, listen, you got to, we don't want that happening. Like, we're trying to avoid that. They passed it. But, you know, they pass it for some, but there's other people that obviously get a free pass sometimes with it. And when they came out with the statement saying the team is reasonably determined that he's got a patella tendon in his left knee and he's got a back-to-back games are prohibited. So they basically backed them into their situation saying that, yes, he's hurt. He's got a knee problem. He can't play. Well, that was good for about, 12 hours because last night they delivered an envelope to the owner of the Clippers and smacked him with a $50,000 fine. Why? Because of the fact that they let him go with load management and didn't have a proper reason. So you've got to go, wait a minute. The NBA, you just backed him up and said they got a doctor's note. All is well. You guys are making, you're making something out of nothing, only to turn around 12 hours later and smack ownership with a $50,000 fine that says, yeah, we told you not to do this, but you did it because he's not really hurt. So which is it? Well, it turns out the fine all stems from the fact of Doc Rivers not knowing when to shut his pie hole, much like Antonio Brown, in fact. Doc Rivers was asked on October 30th, how's it going, man? What's going on here? The first load management game was October 30th of back-to-back. Doc Rivers comes out and answers it. Man, he's never felt better. Doc Rivers was asked again prior to the load management game against Milwaukee a couple of nights ago. How's he feeling? Doc Rivers, never felt better. He's great. You can't have it both ways, Doc.
Don't say that.
You can't tell the world he's 100% healthy, everything is great, and then expect the rest of us to go, no, he's got this patella tendon thing. Like, no mention it from Doc. So the NBA is put in a position where they're like, listen, you idiots. We're trying to back you up here. And all you keep doing.
We were going now, with your story, guys.
We're going with your. We're backing you up. And you're sitting there contradicting it, telling everybody he's fine. So here comes the $50,000. And oh, yeah, by the way, 33 minutes, 27 points, 13 assists. The list goes on as the Clippers won last night in L.A. But the point is, it's amazing to me, the NBA, how they are flip-flopping every chance they get, not because they want to, but because the Clippers still haven't figured out how to play the system. It's beyond me. Doc Rivers should know better than this.
Yeah, it's managing the message. That was Doc's fault, right?
Yes.
We all know what it is. We all know what it is. And the NBA kind of gave you shade or cover in order to have this be your wink, wink, nod, nod reason. So all you got to do, Doc, at the podium when you're asked that question is like, we continue to manage it, it's a day-by-day thing, anything like that at least preserves, the story. with the NBA so that you can go ahead and have this loophole around the NBA policy. But I agree with you, Joe. This idea of he went 27-13-4. All right. So, like, he's all right, you know. Yeah. And if what you're going to do is this plan, like he's going to miss these 20 games because of the load management, right, that's fine. But then you have to describe it at all times that this is, like, necessary. You know, and when you say he's great, then the plan isn't necessary anymore and it defaults back to the NBA policy, thus the fine. Get on your messaging, bro. Get your talking points straight.
Tell me, listen, tell me he's got, you know, the craps. Tell me he's got a stomach ache. Tell me anything other than he's never felt better.
Right.
Like, yeah, you don't even have to go to the knee. Guys can be sick, you know. For as many times, oh, yeah, 82 games, 20 games, he can come up with something in 20. You know what I mean? It doesn't have to be this complicated.
That's right. Absolutely. And here's the thing. The other thing I would say, though, is, so you're right. I think it was messaging problems from the Clippers and specifically Doc. However, the other point you made is that, like, we have these policies, we have these rules, but they're not all the same, right? There's a reason the NBA also initially was down with the story. Right. Yeah. Because they know that some players are treated differently than others. It's like, to me, you know, there's a lot of, I don't know if it's conspiracy theory or true or whatever. There's a lot of talk, Joe. You remember that Tom Brady got a concussion in the Super Bowl? Remember that? But they weren't going to take him out. Right. If it's another player, that's fine. But they ain't going to apply that rule of an independent neurologist to Tom Brady in that spot. Right. It's the same kind of thing that, yeah, they'll let Kawhi skirt this and be a loophole. But you got to get down with the talking points, Doc.
Yeah. Yeah. Contradicting the league backing you up is an absolute no-no because you make the league look bad. You make yourselves look like liars. You know what I mean? And it's not good for anybody because, again, it was a nationally televised game. You've got sponsors. You've got fans who paid money. You know, the trickle-down effect of everybody, him not playing there, just adds fuel to the fire of people screaming and yelling, going, see, this is exactly what the hell we're talking about. And the NBA is trying to avoid that conversation at all costs. And, yeah, you know, he did it all year last year in Toronto, Dane. It's amazing to me. We never heard boo about it. Like, right?
True.
We never, is it? Because it's in Toronto, it's out of sight, it's out of mind, but it's L.A.
Yeah,
it's L.A. now. So L.A., and we said this, and this is one of the big reasons why I was all for Kawhi to re-sign with Toronto. Dude, you could miss 30 games next year. Nobody's going to care. Nobody's going to bust your chops. Right. You could have your cake and eat it, too. Now, every time he doesn't step on that court, Dane, game eight, nine? What the hell's going to happen now?
Honestly, right, what is it now? Like, what is the official thing now? Is Kawhi with a kind of degenerate condition that has to be managed all season? Or has he never felt better? Yeah. Which one is it? Because if he's never felt better, then the same thing that the NBA did against Milwaukee, they will be forced to do again and again and again. If the thesis is he's great, then you can't do it anymore. Or is the thesis he's got an issue and we have to manage it? Which one is it? They have to get their messaging right because this is only what, games nine? They
That's
have
exactly
to get it right because they got another, you know, they've plotted out another 17 times they're going to do this. So you got to get the messaging right. Or get ready to pay, you know, get ready to pay $900,000 in fines.
That's correct. And it does affect the rest of the league, guys, because don't you think guys like Giannis, guys like Jimmy Butler, you go down the list here. Yep. They all, hey, all right, I'll take the night off too. Sure. So, and that's the fear of the league and everybody else, right? Like, what's going to prohibit other stars from doing just this, right? I mean, why not? And so you don't really, that was the whole reason you implemented the rule.
That's why you have
to avoid this.
The reason they won't do it is because of this policy and fine.
Exactly.
And now if you realize that that's BS, then it's the same as like any other kid who realizes that their teacher has a rule, but they're not going to enforce it. They're like, forget it then.
Yeah. And I think Doc was spot on when he was asked a question. He said, quote, he feels great, but he feels great because of what we've been doing. We're just going to continue to do it. There's no concern here, but we want to make sure. I think Kawhi said or made the statement that he's never felt better. It's our job to make sure he stays that way. So what he's saying is he's not hurt. He's not hurt.
Yeah, like it's right. Because we're doing our plan, our load management plan is what we need to continue doing to maximize what we get out of Kawhi.
Which is against the rules. Basically, it's against the rules. You're basically sitting a dude simply because, not because he's hurt, which is what the rule says it's supposed to be.
You are doing the thing that is illegal now in the NBA. That's like Bryce Harper going to the podium and being like, yeah, I just finished the cycle of roids. I'm feeling good for next year.
Yes.
You can't do that.
Yeah. And just so you know, just to put it in context, Kawhi played in only 60 games of the 82 last year. He missed 22 games while he was supposedly recovering from lingering injuries. And, of course, Toronto had no problem putting him out. They came, but they had no issues with this. Never came up last year in Toronto. But I thought my favorite thing – my favorite statement to come out yesterday was somebody got to, in Charlotte, Michael Jordan. And they asked Michael Jordan about it. And Michael said, yeah, you're paid to play 82 games. You're not paid to play 60. You're paid to play in 82 games, which I find hilarious because, guys, Michael Jordan, that it was, you know, he's been on record a number of times saying that, you know, Michael, why don't you take a night off, man? It's been, you know, he's been hurt. He's had the flu. He's had, you know, throughout a season, everything. And Michael's always, his answer always was, people are paying their money to see me in that state. Whether it was on the road, whether it was home, he's like, people are paying their money to come and see me. I am being paid to play 82 games. Even when you have a reason to be out, he wouldn't be out. And that just goes to show you the mindset where somehow or another, it's okay for these players in this generation. But guys like Michael Jordan and Bird, like, oh, no, no. What was it? It was a different time. Yeah, it was a different time. It was a more brutal game. Injuries were way more frequent, and you had to pull guys off the court. So,
and also, Joe, they weren't traveling first class in the same kind of way that they are 20 years later.
Amen.
You know? The amenities were a little different, I'll say.
Yep.
I've got an answer, though. Let me tell you, do you think this would move the needle at all? Okay. For context, in Major League Baseball, you need to have something like 400 pay-to-plate appearances to qualify for the batting title, right, Joe?
Mm-hmm.
What if, out of the 82 games, you needed to be in, I don't know, pick a number, like 70, 75. You need to play in that many to qualify for the scoring title, the rebounding title, to qualify to be NBA All-First Team or Third Team, which, as you know, are tied to contract extensions and things of that nature, incentives. What if you needed to play a minimum number of games to qualify for awards and title, and other statistical titles that are usually contract incentives that these guys will care about, right? What if in order to be an MVP or in order to be an NBA all second team, you had to play a minimum number of games in order to just qualify? Because if Kawhi goes for like 60 games and scores 29 a game, is he like, can you really be all NBA first team if you've only played in 75% of your team's games? I would argue, no, that's impossible.
Yeah, or make him ineligible for the damn playoffs if you make it.
Right. Yeah, make him ineligible for things that that hurt them or things that are tied to, like, their contract incentives. Yeah. Or, like, remember how Kemba Walker was third team All-NBA, so that meant he could bounce and be a restricted free agent or get the Supermax, right? Yeah. If all of a sudden you don't qualify for the effing Supermax because you're ineligible for the things that trigger the Supermax,
watch what happens.
Maybe you'll see a couple of other things in your calculation to take some look at.
Yeah. Former Hornets coach Steve Clifford said, Jordan made it very clear to players when he signed him, I'm paying you to play 82 games.
I believe it.
End of discussion.
Like in the
That's
NFL.
Right. End of discussion.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRoto.com DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRoto.com, where millionaires are made.
What do we mean by sales disruptors? Well, it's today's business leaders sharing their experience on how they manage through change, like...
So this is a great opportunity to sharpen your tools. In a down market where you're not making a lot of big changes, there's an opportunity to go back and clean up things that need attention. Everything has wear and tear, so there's a great opportunity to go back and get caught up.
Tune in to Sales Disruptors, an Exactly podcast on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. When markets change, leaders must reinvent. We all know that's more important than ever. Sales Disruptors is a brand new podcast from Exactly, the global leader in helping businesses reinvent the way they manage sales. Join us for candid conversations with global business leaders on how to thrive no matter what the market throws at you. Sales Disruptors. Download today on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Ah, it's for you, AB. It's all for you. Wow, a little foreigner, no less, he's going with there. Very nice, Pavona. Very impressive. Welcome in on a Friday here. Of course, talking about the load management argument that continues to swirl around the NBA, and it could not be any more divided, Dane, where you've got, it's amazing. Some players are loving it. Other players like Giannis are like, yeah, no. Like, you know, Milwaukee actually approached them. Ownership approached them and said, listen, man, we'd like you to, you know, take it back a little bit. If you want to take off, you know, 10 nights, 20 nights. And Giannis is like, screw that. Like, no way am I taking nights off. Fizdale was asked about it recently regarding R.J. Barrett because he had R.J. Barrett playing 41 minutes in a game. And people are like, well, you know, hey, you're going to back off him? And Fizdale's like, we got to get away from all of this load management crap here, guys, where, you know, we're worried about 18, 19-year-olds and whether or not that or 20-year-olds, whether or not they're going to be able to play 41 minutes. And Jordan would not sign you unless he was 100% cleared. Steve Clifford, the former Hornets coach now with Orlando, goes, yeah, Jordan used to sell players when he signed them. Like, he'd come into the meeting and be like, just so everybody's on the same page, you're being paid to play 82 games. So there is none of this, you know, we're going to take time off. So I get it, man. I get it. There is an argument that can be made for both. You're paying guys, what, $100-200 million? But even still, at some point, Dane, that $200 million, not everyone is, there can only be one champion. If you have an entire league filled with a bunch of guys taking 20 games off, somebody's losing money. Am I right?
Yep, absolutely. But, Joe, I'm sorry to tell you. Yesterday I did Make It Rain and Freestyle and In-Game Live. Right. And I got Sunday morning. So this second hour, I got to take it off, bro.
Load management. Yeah. Good. No, I got it.
It's back-to-back hours for me, bro. So I got to manage my voice. You know, I gotta keep it ready for, you know, Sunday morning before kickoff.
I understand, bro. Man. You gotta take, you need your time,
fun.
Dude. Yep, you
have
need
fun.
Your time.
Okay, we gotta manage
load
my load.
Yeah. Yep. Definitely gonna go drop a load here in the break, and then we'll be back for hour number two. We'll start diving into these games this weekend.
Three quarters.
There's only
of the
so
time.
Much you can do.
Yeah.
I get it, man. Don't push it, man. Don't push it.
Yeah,
we don't want
to. Because
we're
trying to win a championship, Joe.
Yeah, no, I get it. I understand. Trying to win the ratings. I get it. I understand. Hour two. Maybe Dan will be back. Load management. Next.
These days, the hustle's nonstop. When you need to unwind, reach for a Coors Light. It's the only beer that's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. So kick back with Coors Light. It's mountain cold refreshment made to chill. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering five of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/bestbets.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. Build a customized renter's policy with American Family Insurance so you can protect your tandem bike on the go.
Thief!
Oh, he is struggling with that two-seater. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Some exclusions may apply. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.